Task 3. You are now discussing the sports training courses with Eva and Tom. Listen to the discussion and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Right. Mr. Andrews said he wants us to choose a few sports training courses for students. We need to tell him by the end of this week and explain the reasons for our choices. Eva, you've got the list of sports training courses.
Yes.
We will just go through them and vote yes, no, or maybe for each course. Eva, can you remind me of the training courses again so I can write them down?
Sure. So, we have the badminton course, the ice hockey course, the baseball course and the basketball course.
Okay. Let's start with the badminton course then. I'm putting a tick for myself. I think most students are interested in badminton because it is a popular sport.
But we don't have a badminton court at school.
But there's one in Lam Tin, which is about 5 minutes from our school.
Yeah, but...
What's the matter, Eva? Don't you like the badminton training course?
Honestly, I'm not a big fan of badminton because to me, it's a sport for the elderly.
Well, put me down for a yes. I don't think that badminton is a sport for the elderly. I think it is a suitable sport for students because it is affordable. It doesn't cost much to buy a badminton racket.
That's true.
Yes, we have to think about the cost of the sports equipment. Okay, so let's move on to ice hockey. Personally, I'm not sure about the ice hockey training course. Sorry, Eva, I know you like that one.
Ice hockey is an exciting sport.
Sorry, Eva, I don't think it's a suitable sport for our students.
Why? What's the problem with it?
It is a dangerous sport.
Dangerous? Dangerous in what sense?
People often injure themselves in ice hockey games.
It's true. Ice hockey is a contact sport, so injuries are common. I'm a maybe on this one. It's an expensive sport. It costs a lot to buy the sports gear, like the skates, helmets and hockey sticks. OK, let's have a look at the next training course, which is baseball. Right, Eva?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a no on this one. Baseball is really an American sport. It's not popular in Hong Kong.
I would love to learn how to play baseball. It's a great sport. Actually, it would be good for our school's image.
Good for the school's image? How does that work, Tom?
Well, I don't know.
What about the training venue? We don't have a baseball field near our school. We can't ask students to practice baseball at school if we don't have a baseball field, can we?
Okay, Eva. Fine. We all get your point. There's no training venue.
I'm a no on this too. I don't think students in Hong Kong are interested in baseball. Okay, let's look at the last training course and finish up.
Well, I hope you guys will say yes for this one. Everyone loves basketball.
To be honest, I think basketball is too common. Shouldn't we choose something different?
I think basketball is a suitable sport for our students. Basketball is fun and it is affordable for most students. All you need is a ball and a basketball court.
Well, it looks like we have decided which training courses to choose. The badminton course and the basketball course. Yes?
Okay.
Fine with me.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.